And the coordinator. No, no, that's for the 3-day, what do you call them, a preceptor. Come in for a preceptor, for consultant for 3 days, preferably. So there's not a day that doesn't go by here without an emergency. 2 weeks, no more, that's all. He is to be licensed. We will not come. Our pharmacist will not come, and our doctor will not come. But I'd say 3 days, as was suggested to us. We're tired of broken promises. We've known that from the history of black origin and Indian origin. We're tired of broken promises. So that's our problem. We're not going anywhere. We will continue to function, and we're not going anywhere. Anyone that comes here, of course, the implication will be very strong. They come in here at their own risk. So, Dana out. Is Dana out, please? Not her, not Dana. She, I got a problem. You know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. When I put my life on the line for the last time, there's 2 children that are in this crisis. Griffiths is a grandmother. Knowing about the news story last night, please, one of the secretaries, come here quickly so I can get on with this business. Shift, please. At this stage, though we've come through every white night, and I found a way through every white night, a white day or whatever, I don't think we should think in those terms. I think we should use our practical wit. We should depend upon it. Got this matter with the Attorney General, which I'm sure I can resolve, but it's a serious situation. If we put our wits together, anything can be resolved. But we're going to have to use our wit, and a lot of it, and that doesn't mean that we someplace won't face death. Now, my decision at this stage is that if we get back in from the Attorney General, I've already discussed it. Leaving it, of course, up to the family. That I personally will see that they don't suffer anymore. And I shall, because I'll be charged no matter what does it. I'm not turning a child, Dana, her grandmother doesn't want it. I'm not turning it, turning these children over to people who want to use them. Griffith reared her child, grandmother Griffith reared her child from baby. Daughter's a prostitute in dope pushing. All these people are in crime, are they involved in Trotskyite violent terrorist plans. Some of them made ammunition, like Jim Cobb, Mike Cartmell. They made ammunition. And we're going to blow up, I've forgotten, one of them, they're going to blow up one building in, what was some of the shit they were going to do? They're going to blow up a dam, but they're going to blow up something in locally, in Masonite. They're going to blow up Masonite Corporation for whatever hell I wandered onto. Some of it, no doubt, one of these people probably been provocateur. Not be crazy to talk about blowing up Masonite. Masonite doesn't have anything to do with capitalism. So somebody in this mess is a provocateur. I'm sure Roller, being formerly her CIA connection, would, no, don't make a goddamn bit of sense. You don't go blowing up a Masonite company. What they got to do with the war effort? Well, that was what they had in mind. And so we're going to have a news conference here later. If things go along within reason, we'll have a news conference in which all these relatives that are demanded to be returned. Now, you see, legally they can't make anybody go anywhere except they put so much pressure on this country with no lights and no water and no means of using their generators, and some out of fear would bow. We're in a very difficult situation for a white knight. No use to kid you. We're in a difficult situation because the prime minister is in Russia and some of his own party is unhappy with him being there. The foreign minister's in Russia. You better wake up now, by God. We're going to have to get down to some serious talk. Now, my decision was and is that if I don't resolve the Attorney General situation, which I have always resolved every situation and likely will, but I don't know anything about counting on whatever I can do, which I don't understand in the metaphysical. My decision is that I will personally see that John does not suffer or be made a pawn to go back, as we have information that he be deprogrammed and that his mind be taken and used by their evil means and whatever chemicals to try to drain his mind, and that Dana be taken over by a prostitute and a drug pusher. I will take care of those two. Then I will go out through the jungle if the rest of you decide to stay, and I will go and take care of some of these enemies. I'll slip through and then die someplace. If I don't, I've got some connections in Central America I won't mention here, but I can get some dictator along the way, or I can go on in the United States, and I'm sure I can get that and get somebody. Get some somebodies. Now, that's what you have to decide what you're going to do. I made up my decision. I live with death every goddamn day. You can't live with life unless you live with death. The only reason I've guaranteed you the life you have to this moment is because I've lived with death every day and face it as a reality. Anybody that says they're a revolutionary and believes, even if you believe in nothing more than maintaining, saving your own children, if you're not prepared to die for your children, you will not stand up for your children. At some point, you will sacrifice your children. You have to make that commitment. If it's for a companion or for children, then it should be for children. Companions ought to be able to take care of themselves. But every parent should say, I will die for my children. And you all said that. You've heard it said. Nobody gets excited about that. They don't call you crazy for that. Well, I'm saying I will die for all the children of the world. I will die for this communist collective, and I will die for principle. And I'd say it every day if I get lucky enough to go to bed, which I didn't last night because shit was breaking in San Francisco. I had all kinds of shit, in case of personal shit, real early in the morning, also late, almost dawn. So I had, local shit. Somebody's stirring up some shit. So I have had no rest, and I've got my wits at control. Now, if you want to continue, I can put it in mother's charge, and I can go on, and that way you can perhaps save the collective. Because if anyone else took care of John and Dana, I'll be charged anyway. They'll make me, and the attorney knows that, I'll be the one that'll be charged with conspiracy, and the heat will come on you. And I do not intend to let them take these two children. I do not. Now, they cannot by law, and if Guyana is able to withstand them, and if the Russians can get through quickly enough with enough support, there's no way they can take them by law. At this stage, no way. No way they can take them by law. Unless they just simply, the United States boycotts them like they did Cuba, and with their government leaders out of the country again. They caught us. And the worst of the white night was when the government leaders were out of the country. The prime minister's in Russia. Even some of his law partner does not like that he's in Russia. They don't like him getting that close to communists. And there is some internal difficulty. We do not know all the whys and wherefores, but there was an attempt evidently to put through a constitutional referendum today, or to vote on a constitution that is definitely dictatorial, because the former Prime Minister Jagan, head of the PPP, the Progressive People's Party, walked out. He not only walked out, he threw his parliamentary desk over and tore his papers off of the desk and slammed them down on the floor and stomped out, said he would not be a part of any kind of a fascist constitutional move. So I don't know what the hell's going on right now. At this point, I can't tell you. And I'm beyond the point of crying. I've gone through that hell, cried and went around and hugged each of you. I'm beyond that point. I'll hug you if it comes to that point, if I leave or you stay, whatever in the hell. But now we're going to have to get down to the situation of deciding what the hell we're going to do. Do I go and take care of Dana? Because they're not getting Dana unless Mrs. Griffith wants it. They're not getting John, that I'm sure of. They're not going to use him as a pawn. And they're all, you heard, did you hear all over the radio, the ones that gathered with their TVs on them and all the newspapers, and then throwed rocks after the, right, and the TV didn't bother to cover that, in San Francisco, throwed rocks and other things into our parking lot and threatened to shoot our people. Did you hear all the people were involved in that? How many heard me earlier in the meeting? If you have any question, ask your neighbor, and you'll know all your cotton-picking relatives, and I didn't name some of them because I don't know them. And several of your relatives, nearly all of your goddamn relatives, had signed a petition. You that think you can trust your relatives, you be sure to ask us after meeting, and I think you'll decide differently. Because nearly every damn relative was in it. And they got a powerful backing. I wouldn't be surprised if it's not a fascist coup in the making, USA. Certainly there's a reactionary hold in elements of government. These fuckers wouldn't stand under our door. There's more to it than just a news copy. Stone is a fucking coward. He wouldn't stand there. And if our people had the balls, Hugh Fortson made a mistake and went out and took their petition, I'd throw the petition in a goddamn face, hit the camera, shoved their asses off. Every man, woman, and child in San Francisco, if they'd done what they ought to, what I'd have done, I'd have tore that place up and they'd have had no news conference on our church steps. And I'll bet you our ass had been left alone for a while. They have no business getting on our church steps. That's our property. They can't stand up on our fucking church steps and make a goddamn news conference. And then stand there and take a fucking... looks weak. I don't know what's the matter with you that he'd take... I know what's the matter with you. I can tell you what the fuck's the matter with you. He's got a girlfriend here and his wife in town. Always. Every time, goddammit, every time you get in sex, these crazy sons of bitches lose their mind and all their intelligence. If they've males of God, and it goes to the goddamn balls. The biggest strategic mistake, the biggest strategic mistake was that he walked out there and took that petition. He should never have taken that goddamn petition. And the cameras on him and him showing his composure. A black man taking a petition from those renegades. Everybody in that church should have swarmed out there and throwed those sons of bitches off the steps. I mean, shoved them off. Mrs. Oliver and the Griffiths came in trying to kill Mother. They've barged into our church trying to kill them. So by God, they should have picked them up ball bats, brooms, and whatever in the hell else they could, and drove their asses clear out to the street. But we got troubles. We got people back there in love. And that's trouble. It's trouble here also. All you that are in love, it's trouble. Because you'll always find in a moment of crisis. So I believe in companionship. Well, I don't. I'm going to be damn frank with you. I don't. I've seen 1 in 100 say, well, there may be an exception. By God, when you only got rare exceptions, you follow the rule rather than the exception. I watch all you moony-eyed sick sons of bitches, and you sit here and listen to the women talk last night, but some of you didn't make an imprint. I talked to one today. And she was making apologies, though she's not, damn it to hell, I'm telling you. Making apologies. I don't know what to do with you women. I'd just soon die. Shit, I'd just soon die. I was hurt. I'm going to tell you right off, Sister Johnson, I was hurt with you. Dr. Shack interested in you, and you said you feel sorry for Stanley. You don't know Stanley's background. You women always make apologies for these pricks. I'm going to tell you, though, you made me ready to die. I'm glad for you. I love you. I'd give my life. But I'm ready when you feel... when a doctor's interested in you, and I'm ready for it. By God, I'm ready for death. When you women won't take freedom, when you got the goddamn freedom right in your fucking hand, I don't know what the hell to do with you. And good old Stanley, somebody feels sorry for him. Who in the fuck's going to feel sorry for you? Why didn't he feel sorry for you while you were in town representing us? Why in the fuck didn't he feel sorry for you? Where your ass at, Stanley? Well, you better not get your nose up, because I'm sick of your ass, too. You nearly got Marcelin killed trying to fight off the contract killers that were coming after you.
And, you know, I know you have something to say, but see, a lot of this shit would have been avoided if you'd held a strong line with Stanley way back when. You know, there are different ones of us that have jumped Stanley's ass, and Stanley has only gotten cockier because, like, you've given in to him, you've been assy when you've been confronted, and when you've been asked to confront him about his shit, you confront him about it. But the reason he acts a fool, a fucking fool, is because you give in to him, and it's the same attitude that prevails made him a fool.
You're a beautiful woman. You ought to have some more pride in yourself. I want to be sure that I heard this right. Sandy was standing there. Is that what I heard her say? She felt sorry for his background and what she still felt for him and felt sorry for his background, what he'd gone through, all that shit.
I'm getting so tired of excuses being made for Stanley. By God, he's had chance after chance after chance. I've sat with him and given him chance after chance after chance.
You goddamn near got her killed. You goddamn near got her killed. And I still stood behind him and said the sons of bitches would have to come through our whole church to save you. And you feel sorry for him? Well, you sure made it. You didn't make it clear. When I stopped you, and what I'm saying, sweet, as much as I love you, I'd give my eyes for you. If you'd say that to me, what's really going on in your head? Because I was standing there and I said, here, you got a good deal. And I'm telling him, you got a good deal. A doctor, the straight A student, and you know what the fuck to do. You know what the fuck to do. You know which decision to do. And I told you what I'm going to tell you. I wouldn't pay no fucking attention to bodies. What the fuck bodies he got? What the fuck bodies any of us got? All that goddamn crazy shit. What is love? If love isn't... I'm ready to die. I'm ready to die. Shit, I'm ready to die.
What do you have to say? What do you
better mean it, too. When you say it, you better mean it.
What I had for the say, I was telling Sandy how I felt and what was the problem with me, but I was, okay, like you said, alert, I was getting ready to talk to her, because she was, okay, the thing was,
All right, I'll let you go. I was in the middle of White Night, and I stayed 5 minutes. The Attorney General, they said the Attorney General's coming after these two children, and I still spent 5 minutes, and I thought, my God, that I should have to explain this again. I said, yeah, I'll let Sandy explain. But honey, if you haven't got it now, you're never going to get it. If you haven't got it, blow some wind up his ass and even talk to him, give him any feeling, any goddamn feeling, that his arrogance. Shit.
That's what I told you. I told you that even if you still had feelings for him, that he was going to always fuck over you as long as you...
And I want to know why you got feelings for him. I'd like to know what the fuck. And I'd die for you, too. But one thing, he's not got any loyalty. Anybody would take off with a white woman and do that to a black woman. Nobody got any goddamn loyalty. No fucking loyalty. She wasn't even... She hadn't hardly got her ass out of here till you were laying down with somebody else.
As long as I can remember. You've been doing this as long as I can remember. You always been fucking with somebody else when you was with Janice. You've been doing this. You confronted you a long time ago in L.A. He's been doing this. Every time you confront him, and later on, you open his legs, you open your legs to him.
Can I say something, please? And each time I try to talk to Janice, she gets upset and moody and won't even speak to me. I told you were a fool to stay with Stanley.
I am not staying with him. I decided to move out tonight. I've already talked about it, and I told...
You mean you just...
You should have decided to move out, child. You should have kicked his ass. And he knows it. You should have kicked him in the balls the first time you saw him.
Is that right, Stanley? Is that right? Is that right, Stanley?
Hold it.
I'd also like to know why you think you've got to move out. Make him move out. By God.
In the future, you people fighting because I usually win these goddamn white nights. Will you please quit and tearing up the clothes?
You don't move out, you make him move out.
You wait so long anyway. I'd like to know why in the hell you sat up there like a fool. Look at me. Why did you sit up there and wait that damn long?
If I were you and I first got back and heard he was off with a white woman, I'd have kicked his ass and her ass at the same time.
How in the hell do I know when you won't be loyal to a woman? How in the hell do I know what the fuck you're going to do on the front line when we're here facing a goddamn war? You don't ever talk. Nobody opens your mouth. What? You never have told us why those contract killers are after you. What did you do?
I don't know anything about it, Dad. About what it was for.
Why, your master done something, goddammit. To them break in and Marston had to meet him at the front door.
I was trying to think about it, think, you know, what it's about, but I can't, you know, recall anything about dealing with.
Of course, why would they come after you just because you're Huey Newton's nephew? They haven't killed his mother. They've discredited him and destroyed his organization, and his paper has gone completely destroyed. But why would they be after you? You've done something. I'll damn tell you, the gangland doesn't come after you unless you've done something. You cross somebody, or you messed in somebody else's dope territory, or you fucked around somewhere, man. I'm going to tell you, you did something to have a gang, to have a contract killing on your head. Now, who in the hell's after you? What did you do? I hope it's good, but I doubt it. Did you ever do anything in the Panthers?
No, Dad.
Never helped the Panthers?
No,
Dad. Never helped Huey?
No, Dad.
Then what the hell did you do? I was afraid that would be the answer. What the hell did you do?
Dope or some shit?
Huh? I ran the streets and...
Ran the streets, man. Ran the streets. What did you do? Whose market did you get in? Did you get on somebody's block and sell some dope?
I did a little that day.
Yeah, I thought so. Now, you tell me you don't know why somebody's hunting you. Shit. I'm going to tell you what I think about it. I'm just as black as you, and I'd have starved to death before I ever pushed that shit on any of my black brothers or Indian brothers and sisters. I'd have starved to death, goddammit, before I did it. That's why I'm out of America today. That's why we're sitting here, ready for whatever. Because everybody sells out everybody. I'd have taken my children, my wife, and they'd have gone over the hill. And any friends that I had a loyalty or commitment to before I would push that shit or give drugs to my own black brothers and sisters and help the white man kill us.
I didn't know all this was going on. I swear, I didn't know you.
Say that, goddamn.
Well, why didn't you listen, honey? You were sitting here and hearing it. You heard me talk about him having a contract on his life. Love, I'll tell you, sweet, you don't listen. You goddamn people get your twat going, and it gets itchy, and the dick gets itchy, and you don't give a shit who you're laying up to. They can be a goddamn snake, and you still lay up next to them. Going out.
But the thing I was trying to say, I didn't know that he was out selling drugs. I mean, that kid.
Oh, you know now.
That's the whole thing, really.
He lies, lies, lies. He won't tell you nothing. He won't tell nothing until you're in the corner, Stanley. No matter how many times I save you, you have to get right in the goddamn corner before you tell us anything.
Really, Stanley, you've been a punk for so goddamn long. Dad got your ass out of jail. You lived in the church, you lived communally, you still would walk, be smug, be messing around with young sisters, spilling on young sisters, and don't tell me you didn't, because we confronted you about that shit. You were messing around in the San Francisco temple.
Take that shirt off so they can sew the damn thing. I'm tired of this. No more clothes to be tore up here. You can teach without tearing up clothes that I got to replace, because in spite of how dark this white night looks, shit, be our luck to come through it, as I always bring us through it.
Right. And all I want to say is, you are a fool, a chump motherfucker. But a lot of it is due to your smugness, because from Jump City, like Ava said, when you got back from the jump, from Georgetown, you should have said, nigga, get going. You should have told him to get going.
You can go ahead, you that have to train those people for this goddamn news interview. And I think Donna Ponce ought to have some. Have you got her something for her too? Don't get Lois in it, because then she could be got on the charge. She ought to say shit. Donna ought to speak for herself. Not that we give a shit about charges at this particular time. Just tell them, bring their ass off and make you people practice that until you can speak like it's from your gut. I'm demanding all you people when you get on that goddamn radio. You're holding the life of this whole place in the hand. I don't want no mealy mouth shit. I want you to speak like you got gut.
Okay. Janice, I want to say to you, you're lying.
Laura's going to make, Lois is going to make a statement? Lois is articulate, but I don't, why can't that girl, well, I guess she has to, she's underage. Huh? Okay, well, Lois is articulate, she can speak. I just don't want to answer no questions. None of goddamn, I don't want none of answer the son of bitching questions. But I want you people to speak from your gut. Put that table back out there where I can see it, too. Get back off there where I can see it. You hear what I'm saying? Move right out of this section. I want this rehearsed. Goddamn place. I don't know why I fight. You. I wasn't even beginning to think about crying over myself, but just now in a moment it hits me. I don't know what the fuck it is all about. What the fuck some of us beating our asses off night and day, and you people won't even rise above your vaginas and your dicks.
Also, when you stood up here and you said, I'm going to leave, I'm going to take care of these two children, and I didn't see enough response out of you. Personally, I'm going to die when he dies. But the rest of you sat here and said nothing.
Don't you tell them what to do. They're going to decide for themselves. It's their lives. Everybody ought to decide their own lives and quit having me decide it for them. Death is easy for me. All you people make it easy. I put a lot of faith in you. A lot of faith in you. All of you Johnson children have been strong. When it looked like your father was coming down on you and you said you'll stand here and die. What the hell is you stand here and die and put up with this shit? And then let him. No wonder you don't grow, Stanley. She don't make you grow. You ought to resent her as much as she resents you. She don't make you grow. You're a damn retard. You're like a little boy. You need a woman that made you hold the line.
See, one thing, if you had decided a long time ago, when you first got back, it wouldn't have been, well, Stanley deep in his mind thinking, well, see, now you're up in front of the crowd, and now you're being swayed by the crowd. If you decided yourself, it would have been coming from your own mind. The thing you need to do, and a lot of sisters need to do, is stand up on your own 2 feet.
I want to say to you, Janice, you're lying when you say you didn't know that Stanley was dealing in dope, because down over at San Francisco at 6:15, we caught you guys down there dealing in dope, and we called the church, and Jerome, Simon came, and they had that all squashed up and never did hit the floor or anything.
The thing about this, we were sitting on the porch, and it was Mary Ford. Okay, and she said that she smelled some marijuana outside, so she called the people down at the church. A lot of security came down. I didn't know a thing.
Why don't you recognize? If you look at Stanley, you know. Stanley is into himself.
I'd say something. Janice, I know. Each time I've... Look at me. You look at me. Each time I've tried to talk to you, you've always taken this type of attitude. I told you the other day that I never would have stayed with your daddy if I had known Dad. I told you I took a lot of shit. And you didn't have to take that kind of shit, but each time I want to talk to you straight, you pretend that you're tired, you're too busy, you don't want to talk to me. And you always pretend that you don't know. I'm just so out of it. I don't know what's happening. What's going on?
If you cut out the selective listening, you would know what's happening.
Did you not know that he was going to run from this place? Did you not know that? Until there's no place for him to run to because there's killers waiting on him? You were here. You had to know it.
Dad, I did, but the thing, I just didn't give a damn. He made me so mad.
Have you fucked him since?
Yeah.
You fucked him since?
Yes, Dad.
Okay. Then what the hell do you fuck? How the guy gonna know mad? How you gonna know he's mad when you're fucking him?
That's the truth.
Now please tell me, how's he gonna know you're mad while you're giving pussy to him?
Things, I just don't give a damn about him.
You ought